News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Dáil has voted to opt in to the EU Migration Pact. 79 votes to 72. We're joined by one of the people who opposed migration pact, into leader Padraig Tobin. Padraig, this pact will lead to faster processing of asylum applications, enhanced screening and security checks, quicker returns of unsuccessful applicants. Why would you oppose this?
Well, it won't lead to faster applications being made. What will lead to faster applications being made and processing time will be funding of the system. All the pacts in the world and all the rules in the world won't make a squeak of difference unless the government actually resource the process. And we have seen absolutely no plans by the government to say how much they're going to need to deal with over 100 applications for asylum each day at all. And, you know, it just strikes me that when the government says, well, we bring in a new EU regulation, it will change the world. Yet we have the Dublin 3 regulation. And yes, the government, out of 185 agreed transfers, only made 3. So it's really important to say from the outset that, you know, whatever EU regulation there is, unless the government actually get their act together, resource it themselves, it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, but you're going further than that, though. You're opposing this pact. You're saying we should go it alone.
Yeah, so basically, nobody knows what the future has done,
effectively.
Well, nobody knows what the future is going to hold in terms of the numbers of people who will seek to come to Ireland, okay? The issue is that if we can self-determine, we can control the costs that will potentially create, or we can control the numbers of people who will come to the country.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well in Britain, Padraig. Like, I heard Brexit politicians saying exactly the same thing. Their asylum seeker numbers are as high as ever.
But Britain is not the only example of a country that self-determines.
It's a pretty good one, and it's pretty close to us.
In fairness, we have countries like Australia and other countries such as Denmark who determine how they deal with these issues. And actually, they are making headway in terms of controlling fairly and humanely the situation that comes in. Just so government, or British uselessness and dysfunction cannot be seen as the template for democratic self-determination across the country. There are other countries who are able to effectively administer their country on the basis of the democratic decisions.
But we're in the EU, and it is a common travel area. Does it not make sense for us to act in concert with our EU partners on this? Or are you saying we're all right, Jack, because we're the furthest point? You know what, Italy, Spain, Greece, you're kind of on your own. We'll handle this ourselves.
I have no problem working in partnership with our European neighbours, absolutely. But the major problem I have with regards to this is the solidarity pool which this creates means that decisions will be made in Brussels in relation to the number of people that Ireland takes in future or the financial contribution that we make in lieu of taking those people. And the difficulty I have with that is now we've handed significant sovereignty to the EU who will make decisions that will no longer necessarily be in our interests. And, you know, the EU has been good for Ireland, for sure, in certain issues. But remember, not so long ago, you know, we had Jean-Claude Trichet phone Michael Noonan and say that if they didn't bail out bondholders, that there would be an economic bomb going off in Dublin. We know that, you know, Brian Lenihan had a metaphorical gun held to his hand in relation to decisions that were made in the EU.
They also bailed us out and saved our backsides during the exact same crash. You're being quite selective put it to you, Padraig. You sound like a Brexit politician to me.
Shane, Ireland has 1% of the population of the European Union. We handled 40% of the cost of that bailout, €9,000 per person. And soon after we did that, the European Union changed its rules and allowed actually for other countries not to have to bail out.
Yeah, they also changed the structure of our bailout that put it over 40 years and pretty much largely writing it off. Bailed us out. I mean, you're being very selective in what you're picking out. And I put it to you again, you do sound very like politicians in Britain before Brexit.
First of all I would say is the European Union has been good for Ireland. But now and again, the European Union will make decisions in the interests of France and Germany and the larger countries. And as a result, the whole idea of being able to self-determine is really important. Like I asked the Taoiseach, how much will this cost? The Taoiseach admitted to me in the floor of the Dáil, he does not know how much it's going to cost.
Sure, of course we don't know how much it's going to cost.
Well, because I think that's an absolute disgrace. Well, unless you... An absolute disgrace that the government is signing up politically to a process...
Are you a fortune teller? How can we know? Unless you have some kind of magic ball.
We can't look into the future.
We can't know how many immigrants are going to come.
Well, you're making the point for me exactly, Shane. That's exactly the point I started off.
Hold on a second, because you're putting words in my mouth. My point is, whether we're in the migration pact or not, it's impossible to tell how many migrants will come to Ireland.
It is impossible to tell what the future is going to hold. The only difference is, if we make the decisions, we control the costs. That's the only difference. But if we don't make decisions, somebody else controls the costs, and therefore we can't actually deal with potentially the costs in the future. Nobody knows what the future is going to hold, but if you can determine your future, you can make the decisions in your best interests. If somebody else determines your future, you have no control over your best interests.
I have to put it to you again. Britain said exactly the same thing. At post-Brexit, there is as many asylum seekers coming to Britain as there was before Brexit.
And the point I'd say is that British democratic dysfunction is not a template for self-determination across the world. There are many other examples of countries that actually control their national self-interest in a very, very logical and functional way. And I'll give you two examples of Australia and Denmark who do that in a very good way. The point here is we have a government that actually has created chaos within the system of migration control over the last 2 or 3 years, has only woken up to the fact that it's an actually important issue in the last 6 months, and now is actually handing this power over to the European Union instead. And here's the issue.
You're playing politics with this, is the counter-argument, Patrick.
One point here, Shane, this is really important. We're already signed up to a heap of different commitments to the European Union. On about 7 or 8 different commitments, we're already failing and already paying massive fines. So, for example, you know, we're going to be paying potentially hundreds of millions of euros of fines for not being able to meet our climate change targets in 2030. We're in court at the moment because we're not fulfilling our commitments in terms of the bogs at the moment, in terms of a range of different...
So are you saying we should pull out of the European Union then?
No. What I'm saying is we should commit to something we can fulfil, not commit to something that we are guaranteed to fail it, and guaranteed that the state will pick up massive taxpayer fines at the end of it. And that's what's going to happen here.
Patter,
the European Union
have already said
that there will be financial fines to countries who Patter do not fulfil the responsibilities in terms of this.
Patter Tobin, ain't you leader. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.